Oregon's Open Arms for People with Diverse Abilities. By Jennifer Hartley. Traveling with a special needs adventurer adds a unique dynamic to any voyage. Discovering places that acknowledge and celebrate those unique features creates lasting, positive memories for everyone. Oregon is one of them. Jacob, my neurodiverse son, and I experienced the state's caring, compassionate hospitality firsthand. Stretching 650 km across and over 500 km long, it is geographically expansive with exquisite, diverse scenery. Rugged ocean cliffs expose incredible beauty and offer the opportunity to witness the power of the ocean crashing against rocks. Calming parks with towering, centuries-old trees with paths to explore and trees to climb more on that offer a different, more calming experience, and magnificent volcanoes are just another reminder of the power of the earth. While it has a mild West Coast winter, for those who love the snow, there are still seasonal activities which makes it a perfect winter getaway. Arriving by plane, the airport immediately welcomes as it participates in the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Lanyard Program. Hidden disabilities such as autism, PTSD, or hearing loss. Portland. Keep Portland Weird is a quirky motto that is accurate and welcoming. It celebrates diversity of every kind. The city has a vacuum cleaner museum, a naked bike race, the world's smallest park, and the world's biggest bookstore. Even the fashion is eclectic. Donuts are an obsession in the city, which was exciting for Jacob who loves sweets, and the famous Voodoo Donuts is an institution for good reason and Jacob's favorite. The magic is in the whole and with concoctions like the Marshall Mathers Donut made with M&M's, the Ring of Fire with a red hot chili pepper on top, or a Memphis Mafia donut with every kind of decadent sweetness dash you know a good time is ahead and a substantial sugar high. Jacob, the variety of taste and flavor combinations made me want to try every kind. The fun names and the playfulness of the business definitely added to the experience. Blue Star Donuts are legendary, gourmet donuts for grown-ups. Still a great experience, but lacking the voodoo merriment. For savory options, food carts as opposed to trucks-Portlanders just have to be different are everywhere. There are 500 of them in business at any given time with every kind of cuisine. It is a communal approach with picnic tables and fairy lighting. In February, the Portland Winter Light Festival-2025 marks its 10th anniversary illuminates the city, chasing away the midwinter blues and is a great way to see the eclectic Portland neighborhoods. Washington Park has multiple attractions and trails to walk off the delectable donuts. The Portland Japanese Garden, a peaceful oasis, is one of the most authentic outside of Japan. Jacob, the variety of plant life and the exhibits which had history of Japanese culture made me want to go back. Also, I love gardening and so the attention to detail is breathtaking. The Oregon Zoo, also in the park delights people of all ages. Animals calm Jacob and me too, truth be told. Seeing giraffes was calming. And, of course, pink flamingos never get old. Sleep, a necessary evil. You can't go wrong at the Porter Portland. Curio Collection by Hilton Downtown is central to everything, has a quirky vibe to it and a great indoor pool. Jacob loved that. Get out and breathe. Portland may be entertaining, but the majesty of Oregon is its natural beauty. Mount Hood Region. An active volcano dominates the northern Oregon landscape. The highest mountain in the state, with almost year-round snow and exhilarating skiing, in winter, there are over 200 km of thrilling ski slopes. However, skiing can be tricky and triggering for some people, my son included, but there is an extremely peaceful and satisfying alternative to experience the area and navigate around a mountain that is a burning cauldron deep underneath, snowshoes. Adventure Without Limits specializes in creating adaptive outdoor programs for folks from diverse life experiences. Their vision is to bring nature experiences all year to people of all ability levels and backgrounds. Mount Hood has a soothing trail system, offers stunning snowshoeing and cross-country skiing. It is a multi-sensory immersion, with the soft crunch of snow under your feet, the muffled silence when you stop to listen, and the feast for the eyes of the trees, streams that create deep crevices in the snow and continue to gurgle and comfort. Adventure Without Limits provides all the necessary snowshoe equipment, and the guides are extremely supportive. The inclusive approach permeates everything they do. Jacob, I recommend Mount Hood any time of the year. It may sound weird, but they make everything calm. I can't ski downhill, but they open up this incredible volcano experience to everyone. I loved it. And when I had problems or when I struggled, they were patient with me. My son Jacob was right. When nerves got in the way, our guide understood and provided a safe environment for him. Adventure Without Limits also organizes summer activities that include kayaking, canoeing, stand-up paddling, rafting, rock climbing. We are going back for that experience, stay tuned. Sleep, Cooper Spur Resort. With the theme of tranquility dominated our voyage, the Cooper Spur Resort around since 1885 hit the perfect note with its rustic feel with wood-paneled rooms and log cabins. Very hospitable staff and the restaurant's farm-to-table region-sourced ingredients add a local flavor. It is a beautiful 45 drive to get there from the snowshoeing experience, but still located in the expansive Mount Hood region. Hood River, continuing our quest for sweet treat, a local fan of treats directed us to Hood River for the most delectable cinnamon buns, scones, and Marionberry pie—the official state pie of Oregon—at Bette's restaurant. Worth every carb and the drive, which is beautiful and scenic. Jacob, obsessed with geography, of course noticed things I didn't. I liked being close to the 45 parallel. Seeing that sign near Hood River was awesome. Waterfalls, hiking and stunning vistas. The Columbia River Gorge is a spectacular river canyon, 80 miles long and up to 4,000 feet deep. Outstanding views, hiking, mountain bike trails and more than 90 waterfalls provide that chance to just breathe. Jacob loves waterfalls, so we took every chance we could to stop and explore. Do not miss Multnomah Falls, Oregon's tallest waterfall and second tallest in the U.S. 48 kilometers east of Portland in the Columbia River Gorge area. 2 million visitors come here annually, and while crowds for anyone with sensory sensitivities can be overwhelming, a visit during non-peak hours is possible and provides a more intimate, leisurely experience. The site is also wheelchair accessible. Parking is a bit of a hike from the falls and through a tunnel under the highway, but the falls are worth it. Jacob, being near waterfalls is therapeutic for me because of the sound of the water splashing down. It is a stress buster for me. While you can see a lot from the I-84 freeway, as beauty is 360 degrees, but for an additionally spectacular view, take a detour and drive part of the historic 100-year-old plus Columbia River Highway. Sleep, McMenamins Edgefield. McMenamins is a hospitality empire in Oregon. They take old buildings, give them new life while respecting the original ethos of the establishment. McMenamins Edgefield in Troutdale was built in 1911 and served as a poorhouse, a real thing that gave 600 people in need a place to live and a job. Then it became a senior's residence, so everywhere is accessible. Today, it is a quirky resort with great amenities that include a winery, spa, brew pub, movie theater, gorgeous pool, and spa. Its massive metal room doors and gigantic rooms give it an almost creepy ambience, which they nurture with a binder full of ghost sightings. It was reassuring that my son could wander around safely on the expansive 74 acres, giving me some respite by the spectacular pool and the chance to explore the on-site bars. I loved the basement wine bar that had live music. Evergreen Aviation Museum, McMinnville. No visit to Oregon for an aviation fanatic like Jacob is complete without a stop at the Evergreen Aviation Museum, home of Howard Hughes Spruce Goose. The Goose was once the largest, now second largest aircraft in the world. It only flew once, and at that, it barely left the ground, but its wingspan was longer than the first flight of the Wright brothers. The Goose's story was captured in the movie, The Aviator. Silver Falls State Park, the park, called the crown jewel of the Oregon State Park system, has a 12 km stunning trail of 10 falls, a hit because my son's passion for waterfalls. The park may also look familiar to film fans as it has been featured in many, Twilight, The Hunted and Just Before Dawn, to name a few. They say you should do something every day that scares you. Tree climbing at Silver Falls offers climb a 300 feet into the sky tree climbing in the park. This isn't tree climbing you did as a kid. This is your chance to try something not even 0.001% of the population has done. And it is so rewarding. Recreational tree climbing, also known as canopy climbing, is a half-day adventure and the guides are calm, patient, and never push. This is hardcore, harness, pull yourself up in the air kind of experience. It is challenging, but it is so fantastic, and in my son's case, it was a huge boost to his self-esteem because he succeeded and was encouraged by the staff. It reassured me that I am strong and with determination, I can climb anything. Oregon Trail. So close to the Pacific Ocean, rugged cliffs and breathtaking coastal terrain are worth the detour from inland. There are parks everywhere along this famous coastal highway to view the spectacular rock formations. Crashing waves and the smell of sea air soothe anyone's soul. Oregon's motto is Alice Volat Propris, which means she flies with her own wings, and that is exactly what the state provides, a chance for everyone of every ability to soar. To watch Jacob's curiosity about the world be fed by beauty and a variety of experiences has resulted in us already organizing a summer Oregon adventure. https://travelagone.com